sea. It was boiling around the sea. It was boiling all on the bay. So I ran to the Lord. I said, Lord, hide me. Please hide me. Please help me all on that day. He said, child, where were you when you ought to have been praying? I said, Lord, Lord, hear me praying, Lord, Lord. All on that day, said a man, you ought to be praying. Ought to be praying, said a man. Ought to be praying all on that day. I cried, power, 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 power. Don't you know I need you, Lord? Don't you know that I need you? Don't you know that I need you? Power. Woot.
Paul McCartney on behalf of Rad. If you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
El texto. today.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It is the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Purely psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lie down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
That boy needs therapy.
I'm gonna kill you.
That boy needs therapy.
Brannigazoo, let's have a chew. How about I count three?
That boy needs therapy.
He was white as a sheep.
And he also made false teeth.
Business continues below.
Did I ever tell you the story about
cowboys
and midgets
and the Indians
and what frontier psychiatrist?
I felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world, the world of 20,000 girls
and milkman rectangles.
To an optometrist,
a man with a golden eyeball
and tighten your buttocks.
Pour juice on your chin.
And I promised my girlfriend I could
play the violin.
tune in to Ultimate Rock Radio with your host, FR, on WMFO in Medford.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
With your host, FR. Fridays at 11 a.m.
Keep it locked.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
On WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
And live worldwide at WMFO.org.
Fridays at 11 a.m.
Ultimate Rock Radio.
Only here on WMFO.
And don't forget to check out UltimateRockRadio.com.
Means Merry Christmas to you. Bon Natale to everyone. Happy New Year and lots of fun. Bon Natale, may all your wishes come true. Bon Natale in Italy means a Merry Christmas to you. Far away across the sea, in sunny Italy, there's a quaint little town, not a clock has been wound for over a century. They don't know the time or year, and no one seems to care. And this is the reason the Christmas season is celebrated all year. Oh, Bon Natale, a Merry Christmas to you. Bon Natale to everyone. Happy New Year and lots of fun. Bon Natale, may all your wishes come true. Bon Natale to Italy means a Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.
WMFO Medford. Good afternoon, everyone. It's been a crazy day. Caught in traffic. I was in the lines, and anyway, my colleague did put on the automation, so it wasn't exactly what I would have played. But anyway, I hope everybody is well. I've been out for a few weeks. Had had a very, oh, that's very loud. Okay, let's put that a little lower. Had a rather nasty sinus infection, which took a long time. I guess I'm not the only one that's had it. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. It's gorgeous out. No snow, no ice. I know people want snow, but okay, it can be up in the ski areas. That's good. Let me see what we have here for information to share with you. Well, this is always a good one. Don't drink and drive. If you are under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Aha. It says, even, this is great, even very damaged PSAs can be repaired with mending tape. Unfortunately, people killed by drunk drivers cannot. This is so true. All right, so let's see. We're going to start us off with, I have a bunch of new music, actually, so maybe we'll put some of that on together. This is The Crossover, live in Brooklyn from Jason Palmer. And let's see what we have here. Ah, hot off the press. This is new. And let's listen to Do You Know Who You Are? A line for Dr. C. West. All right. This is... Thank you.
Thank you.
right. Well, that was very interesting. My goodness. Jason Palmer, The Crossover, live in Brooklyn. All right. This is The Voicemobile. Joyce the Voice here, your host. And event coming up. Hanukkah is just a couple of, not even a week away. So there's a Somerville Hanukkah party, and that's Thursday night at 7 o'clock at the Somerville Armory. Music and dance spanning the Hanukkah traditions. And it's featuring Rachel Linsky and dancers, Lily Henley, Ezekiel's Wheels Klezmer Band and Friends, Jenny Herzog and Tuti Druan as Moshe Oysher, and Kleztronica. It sounds like a lot of fun. So the doors open at 6:30. The Somerville Armory is 191 Highland Ave. And there's a ticket link. If you go to, BFNJM, that's Boston something Jewish music. Boston something or other. I don't know. Can't see quite what it is. But anyway, that's how you can find a link. So I wanted to share that with you. And also, let's see, there was something else, if I can find it. So, okay, Earth Sky News, what's going on in the sky? That's interesting. You're going to be able to see Jupiter, I've seen, and Mars, actually. I have seen Jupiter the last couple of nights. It's big, and it's right by the full moon. And now, looking east, well, that was last night, so I don't know what about tonight. Anyway, it's kind of fun to look up and see the show that's going on in the sky. And the other thing I wanted to share with you, if I can find it, trying to find things on a phone. It's annoying, to say the least. Well, here's ATARA, the Arts and Torah. They have all kinds of things online. It's Zamora Winter Concert. Okay, that was. But they have music. They have an exhibit going through January 31st, and that's in New York, commemorating October 7th. If you go to Visual Arts at artsandtorah.org, you can find out more. And so there's a music improv happening. Let's see. One on January 2nd coming up. A three-part series. And what else have we got here? Things going on all over the place. One of my friends is involved in curating this whole thing. So most of these things I can't play because it's just for women only, but you can go to their website and find out all kinds of interesting things if you would like to. So I'm still looking to see. Well, I found it this morning. Maybe I'll find it. Ugh. All right, well, if I don't find it soon, I'll just put some more music on. Huh. Well. Not finding it. Okay, well. I'll put some more music on. Oh, that was very nice. Okay, so that's a group called The Fury, Like a Flower Seeking the Sun. Myron Walden is the, I just realized I misspelled that. We have this software that drives me crazy called Spinatron. You have to type in everything as you play it. So my typing is not so fabulous, so it's kind of a challenge. All right, I did find what I was trying to locate. So this is from the Algeminer, and it's talking about the Gaza death toll, which we've been hearing about all from the Ministry of Health from the Palestinian side. So it says that the Gaza death toll has been inflated to defame Israel and support claims of genocide. A UK-based think tank argued in a newly released report. The study, published by the Henry Jackson Society, analyzed figures provided by Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry, which claim over 44,000 Palestinians have been killed since October 7th of last year, and found that the numbers are not only unreliable, but also deliberately misleading. The health ministry has systematically inflated the death toll by failing to distinguish between civilian and combatant deaths, overreporting fatalities among women and children, and even including individuals who died before the conflict began, the report said. According to Andrew Fox, the report's lead author, nearly half of those killed in Gaza are combatants, directly contradicting claims that the vast majority of casualties are civilians. You can't say it's a genocide when half the people that have died are combatants who are still fighting, Fox told the Algeminer. The report, which was based on an analysis of available casualty data put together by the Henry Jackson Society, also pointed to inconsistencies in the demographics, such as the repeated listing of children and women to bolster claims of indiscriminate attacks or the lowering of men's ages to inflate the number of minors killed. In two cited cases, a 22-year-old was listed as a 4-year-old and a 31-year-old was registered as an infant. Other statistical anomalies further undermine the reliability of the data, which approximately 5,000 natural deaths unrelated to the conflict included in the casualty list. Examples included cancer patients recorded as conflict casualties while still receiving hospital treatment. The report also flagged the failure to differentiate responsibility for deaths, grouping together those killed by Israel Defense Forces, the IDF, strikes misfired Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad rockets, or other causes. In one instance, Gazans killed by Hamas gunmen during the food aid distribution were counted among conflict casualties without clarification. Hamas's numbers have been wrong in the past on multiple occasions, and they're wrong now, and we've proved it, Fox said. The report, supported by research by the 50 Global Research Group, found that 5% of media outlets used Israeli-issued casualty figures